And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 4th of July, 2017, Independence Day, celebrating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence in 1776, most of which written by Thomas Jefferson, signed by 56 men from 13 colonies, including John Adams, who always felt that the celebration should be on the 2nd of July, the day on which it actually was signed, rather than the 4th. But anyway, he thought it should be celebrated. He said it ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore. It's the birthday of Nathaniel Hawthorne, Salem, Massachusetts, 1804. Married Sophia Peabody, 1842. He wrote to his sister, "We are as happy as people can be without making themselves ridiculous." He lost his job at the Salem Custom House, and his wife surprised him with some money that she had saved out of her household allowance so that he could write a book, and he did, The Scarlet Letter, about Hester Prynne, who bears a child out of wedlock and has to wear a red letter A for adultery for her punishment. It was an enormous success when it came out in 1850. 1855, on this date, a slender volume of 12 poems published in Brooklyn by a man named Walt Whitman. He printed it himself, 795 copies. Inside this book was what became a masterpiece of American literature, Leaves of Grass. He revised it and rewrote it for the rest of his life. And it was on this date in 1884 that the French presented the United States with the Statue of Liberty, sculpted by Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi. It took 21 years for him to finish it. The engineer Gustave Eiffel, who did the Eiffel Tower, built the scaffold that holds the statue together. Here's a poem for today by Peter Cole, Song of the Shattering Vessels. Either the world is coming together, or else the world is falling apart. Here, now, along these letters, against the walls of every heart. Today, tomorrow, within its weather, the end or beginnings, about to start, the world impossibly coming together, or very possibly falling apart. Now the lovers' mouths are open, maybe the miracle's about to start, the world within us coming together, because all around us, it's falling apart. Even as they speak, he wonders, even as the fear departs, is that the world coming together? Can they keep it from falling apart? The image gradually is growing sharper, and now the sound is like a dart. It seemed their world was coming together, but in fact, it was falling apart. That's the nightmare. That's the terror. That's the Isaac of this art, which sees that the world might come together if only we're willing to take it apart. The dream, the lure, isn't an answer that might be plotted along some chart, as we know the world that's coming together within our knowings falling apart. Song of the Shattering Vessels, a poem by Peter Cole, from Hymns and Qualms, New and Selected Poems and Translations, published by Ferrer Strauss Giroux and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Staples, offering copy and print solutions for businesses, from color copies to presentations to promotional products. More at Staples Stores or staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. And by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.